If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Here's a little piece of info that might interest you. We're about 2 weeks away from the time change. Daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 1st, meaning we will fall back before we go to bed on Halloween night. For many, that means dark drives home after work, which can be downright spooky. So with that cold, dark winter thought in mind, welcome to Down in Alabama. I'm Lita Gore, filling in for Ike Morgan. Let's dive in and see what's going on. If you didn't know, and I can't imagine anyone who doesn't know, we have an election coming up. And if you want to take part, today's the last day you can register to vote in Alabama. The deadline to register to vote in the November 3rd general election is Monday, October 19th. If you aren't sure of your voting status or where you cast a ballot on Election Day, you can visit the website of Secretary of State John Merrill. You have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, and if you want to vote in Alabama, you have to be a resident of this state. You also have to be at least 18 years old. Turnout, both absentee and in-person voting, is expected to be extraordinarily high this year, so if you want to join in the party, make sure you're registered. Meanwhile, in Birmingham, more than 20 workers of Shipt, a Birmingham-based grocery delivery company, protested Sunday demanding higher wages and more benefits. Some of the protesters said recent changes to pay structures have decreased their take-home pay by as much as 25%, dropping some Shipt shoppers, which A, you have to be careful how you say, but they also work as independent contractors, below minimum wage. In a statement to AL.com, Shipt said the protesters represent a very small, very vocal minority of workers and not the majority of their delivery drivers. In 2017, Target purchased Shipt for $550 million. Turned out to be a good idea. The coronavirus pandemic has put the company's services in high demand, with revenues in the second quarter of 2020 soaring year over year by an astounding 350%. The Mississippi State-Texas A&M football game probably wasn't one of Saturday's premier matchups around here, so it's likely you missed some of the on-field action that didn't involve either SEC team. Video has emerged showing two women being tackled and removed from the field in Starkville during the first quarter of Saturday's game. The women were reportedly displaying PETA, or People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, signs before they were apprehended by security. It wasn't the on-field action the women were protesting. It was the team's mascot, particularly that of Mississippi State. PETA has long spoken out against live animals used as mascots, and last year sent Mississippi State a letter asking them to retire their mascot, Bully the Bulldog, after he was almost injured during a game between Mississippi State and Auburn. Now on to some COVID news, and it's some relatively good news for a change. A recent study by the Department of Defense along with United Airlines showed that flying might be safer than we had thought. Using a mannequin, the study looked at how respiratory droplets spread through an airplane. Researchers found that due to strong air circulation inside the plane, Almost 100% of particles left the interior of the aircraft within 6 minutes. And while many people are opting not to fly, the International Air Transport Association said that among 1.2 billion travelers, there have only been 44 published cases of potential in-flight COVID transmission, and many of those occurred in the early days of the pandemic before masks were required. That's all we've got for today, but follow AL.com all day for the latest news. And join us back here tomorrow for Down in Alabama.